This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Members of the opposition call on India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi to order a national lockdown as the country's official death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic to date hit nearly 240,000. India reports a record new COVID-19 daily death toll of over 4,000 and more than 400,000 new cases as the country grapples with the world's worst coronavirus surge. In an effort to combat a devastating upsurge in the coronavirus, Emirates Airlines said Sunday it will fly medical supplies from Dubai to 9 cities in India free of charge starting this week. In an AP interview, the WHO's Robert Blanchard says vaccines in volume need to get to those who need it as quickly as possible.
There's a long way to go before we get back to normal. And although the vaccines offer a lot of promise, what we're seeing is that the quantities that are available and the rate of distribution is simply not enough to end the pandemic.
Earlier this month, Qatar Airways also airlifted 300 tons of aid free of charge from Doha to India. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said a COVID-19 variant spreading in India is more contagious, and it is feared it could be dodging some vaccine protections, contributing to the country's explosive outbreak. The European Union has not yet made any new orders for AstraZeneca vaccines beyond June when their contract ends, the European Internal Market Commissioner said Sunday. The Commission said last month launched legal action against AstraZeneca for not respecting its contract for the supply of COVID-19 vaccines and for not having a reliable plan to ensure timely deliveries. This is VOA News. The United States is turning the corner in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic, a key White House official said Sunday. Jeffrey Zients, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, told CNN the U.S. has enough vaccine supply for all Americans, even as the number of new daily vaccinations is down 40% from last month's peak pace. He said a little more than half of those older than 18 in the U.S. have now received at least one shot, a figure President Joe Biden says he hopes will reach 70% by July 4th, the country's annual Independence Day holiday. More than 580,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19, while nearly 33 million people have been infected. Dozens of young girls were buried Sunday at a hilltop cemetery in Kabul, one day after a secondary school was targeted in the bloodiest attack in Afghanistan in over a year. A series of blasts outside the school during a peak holiday shopping period killed more than 55 people, mostly female students, and wounded more than 100. It happened in a West Kabul suburb populated mostly by Hazara Shiites. The government blamed the Taliban for the carnage, but the insurgents denied responsibility. Saturday's blast came as the United States military continues to withdraw its 2,500 troops from the violence-racked country despite faltering peace efforts between the Taliban and Afghan government to end a decades-long war. Israel's Justice Ministry said it would delay a key Monday hearing in a case that could see Palestinian families evicted from their Jerusalem homes to make way for Jewish settlers. It said in a statement Sunday it would schedule a new hearing within 30 days. Dozens of Palestinians and several Israeli police officers have been wounded in clashes in recent days in East Jerusalem's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, the scene of a long-running land dispute and located a short walk from Flashpoint holy sites. Chad's military claimed victory Sunday in its weeks-long battle with northern rebels that led to the death of President Idriss Deby on the battlefield. The rebel group Front for Change and Concord in Chad did not respond to a request for comment. The transitional military authorities have previously said they have defeated the rebels only for fighting to continue. Egyptian authorities Sunday executed a Coptic Christian monk convicted over the 2018 killing of the abbot of an ancient desert monastery, the monk's family told AFP. The monk's brothers said it happened at 8 a.m. local time as he was on the way to pick up the body. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.